Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday evening, September 29th, 2025, and we have a great mix of real estate headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Top producers Jacqueline Bild and Sari Shapiro launched the J&S Group at Douglas Elliman. Top producers Jacqueline Bild-Smith and Sari Libin-Shapiro have joined forces to launch the J&S Group at Douglas Elliman, bringing a combined career sales volume of over $900 million. Specializing in luxury property sales across South Florida, the cousins offer personalized access and expert guidance in sought-after markets like South Miami, Coral Gables, and Miami Beach. Their partnership, rooted in family and proven success, reflects a vision blending local insight with global reach. Recognized among the top 1.5% of real estate professionals nationwide, Bild and Shapiro aim to create a lasting legacy of integrity and excellence, providing clients with a competitive advantage through their deep understanding of Miami's neighborhoods and market trends.
Janine Nauer named new head of project development and construction projects at Zug Estates. Janine Nauer, aged 44, has been appointed as the new head of project development and construction projects at Zug Estates. She brings extensive experience in project development, having worked at Swiss Life Asset Management and a Swiss real estate service provider. Ms. Nauer holds a Master of Arts in Architecture and an EMBA in General Management. She will succeed Peter Wicke, who has been with Zug Estates for over 6 years. The board of directors thanks Mr. Wicke for his contributions and wishes him well in his future endeavors. Key dates to remember include the publication of the annual report on February 19, 2026, and the general meeting of shareholders on April 8, 2026. Thompson Thrift to build 300-unit luxury apartment community near Atlanta. Thompson Thrift, a nationally recognized real estate company, is set to develop Autry at Tulip Grove, a luxury 300-unit community in Buford, near Atlanta. The first residents are expected in January 2027. The community will offer 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with premium finishes and amenities. Residents will have access to fitness centers, a swimming pool, electric vehicle charging stations, outdoor areas, a dog park, and more. Situated near the Exchange, residents will have easy access to retail, entertainment, and dining options. The area boasts a strong economy with major employers like Publix Distribution and Manufacturing and Northside Hospital. Thompson Thrift, with over 40 years of experience, is committed to developing high-quality projects across the country. Q&A with Charles Furlow, President and CEO of Pillar to Post Home Inspectors. Charles Furlow, President and CEO of Pillar to Post Home Inspectors, started his career in his family's business before growing Pillar to Post into North America's largest home inspection company. Despite market challenges, the demand for home inspections remains high, emphasizing the importance of confidence in real estate transactions. Furlow's experience as a franchise owner shapes his leadership, focusing on practical solutions for owners. Franchising appeals to those seeking autonomy and control, with home inspections offering a stable, professional field. Pillar to Post's executive model emphasizes scalability and support, attracting entrepreneurs from diverse backgrounds. By prioritizing quality, technology, and strong relationships, Pillar to Post has seen market share growth even in a slowing real estate market. Furlow advises aspiring entrepreneurs to commit to their vision and put in the work. Looking ahead, technology and changing workforce values will shape the future of franchising in home services, with innovation and adaptability key to success. BayFirst Financial announces exit from SBA 7A business and $103 million loan sale. BayFirst Financial Corp., parent company of BayFirst National Bank, has announced plans to exit the SBA 7A lending business and sell $103 million of SBA 7A loan balances to Banesco USA. This move comes as part of a strategic review to de-risk the balance sheet and position the company for long-term growth. The loans will be sold at 97% of retained balances, with Banesco USA assuming servicing of the loans. Banesco USA will also purchase the servicing rights associated with the loans. This transaction is expected to close in the fourth quarter of this year. Banesco USA, an independent bank with over $5 billion in assets, sees this acquisition as an opportunity to expand its small business lending capabilities nationally.
Midtown Park Residences by Proper unveils first look into the interior public spaces by acclaimed Meyer Davis Studio. Midtown Park Residences by Proper, located in the heart of Midtown Miami, has revealed the design of its public space interiors by the acclaimed Meyer Davis Studio. The 28-story luxury residential tower offers 288 residences surrounded by parks, retail, restaurants, and an ultra-racket and padel club. Meyer Davis has crafted sophisticated and inviting communal areas that reflect Miami's energy and character. The design blends elegance with warmth, incorporating natural elements like stone and wood. The project aims to create a sense of community and lifestyle beyond individual homes, with amenities including a tropical pool deck, fitness center, Pilates studio, and more. Midtown Park Residences by Proper is set to redefine luxury living in Miami's most connected neighborhood.
Strawberry Fields REIT Inc.'s NYSE American CEO Moish Gubin reflects on the company's milestones on Bell to Bell podcast. Strawberry Fields REIT Inc., a real estate investment trust focused on healthcare properties, recently celebrated 10 years of operation. CEO Moish Gubin discussed the company's success on the Bell to Bell podcast, highlighting their financial discipline. Gubin mentioned that the company only distributes 45 to 50% of its adjusted funds from operation, with the rest going towards asset purchases, leading to consistent growth. The company remains committed to building facilities for the aging population in America. For more information on STRW, visit the company's newsroom. InvestorWire is a communications platform specializing in press release syndication for companies and the investment community, offering various services to reach target markets effectively.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.